I'm Josh Carey.
And I'm Chef Tom Jackson.
And you're listening to Cooking with Fire.
This week, we're going to be walking you through how to cure a fresh holiday ham at home.
Let's do this.
This is Cooking with Fire, a global exploration of barbecue from KMUW.
The Christmas season is upon us, which means that another large gathering of family around the dinner table is at hand.
Honestly, this is what we live for. We love to cook, and cooking for family is just that much more fun.
Today, we're going to give you the secrets to making a holiday ham from scratch. You will need to order a fresh ham from your local butcher to make this recipe, so a little planning will be needed.
Beyond that, you'll need to plan for 8 days to brine a ham as well. This is a large piece of meat, and it takes a lot of time to cure.
Before we get to the recipe, let's talk about the history of cured holiday ham. Christmas ham has an interesting history, and as with a lot of the more ancient histories we talk about on this show, it is one that is going to be part myth and part fact. In the Germanic tradition, there is a god known as Freyr. As with many of these gods, he has multiple roles and was celebrated differently depending on the time and culture doing the celebrating. Freyr is the god of fertility and the harvest, and on the night of December 20th, legend has it that he would ride over the earth on the back of his shining boar, bringing light back to the world.
The Germanic people would celebrate this time of year, what they called Yuletide, or Yule Time, and since Freyr was said to have rode his boar around the earth, a ham is the perfect centerpiece for this dinner. As Christianity spread, aspects of both the old and new religions of Northern Europe would collide, forming new holidays. Timeless traditions such as stockings or boots left by the fireplace, the giving and receiving of gifts, and dinners of cured ham all have come from these Germanic religions.
Moving to the Isle of Britain, you find the Anglo-Saxon tradition of the boar's head presented during winter festivals. A boar's head with an apple in its mouth was carried into a banquet hall to the sound of trumpets and the voices of minstrels. This tradition comes directly from Germanic influences on the country, and since Freyr's feast day was December 26th, it only makes sense that the eating of a ham would continue into our modern Christmas time. In fact, an early English Christmas carol is the famous Boar's Head Carol, which celebrates this tradition in song. Now that we've covered a bit of history of why ham is eaten this time of year, let's get to the recipe. We're starting this recipe with the ham having already been brined, but as always, you can find the full recipe online at kmuw.org.
All right, now our ham has been in brine for 8 days, and it's time to take it out. What we want to do is rinse off the surface with cold water. And then we're getting the excess salt off the outside. And we're going to place it on a wire rack over a sheet pan. So the next important step in this process is developing the pellicle. And that is, when we let this sit out uncovered in the refrigerator overnight, the surface gets nice and tacky, and it makes it want to suck up all the smoke when we get it on the smoker tomorrow. So now, into the refrigerator overnight.
Okay, so we've pulled the ham from the brine and let it set overnight in the refrigerator. Let's skip forward a day as Tom prepares the ham for the smoker.
All right, I'm out here on the patio outside of our test kitchen, and I've removed our ham from the refrigerator. It's been sitting there overnight. The next thing we're gonna do is season this up. And I wanna tell you, just since you guys can't see, but to the touch, this is much stickier than it was yesterday. And that's that pellicle that we've developed that's gonna help the smoke attach. And also, this has obviously a much more firm texture than it did a week and a half ago when it first went into the brine. So I'm gonna hit this with some of our barbecue rub. Flip it over and get the other side. All right, and I'll tell you guys, we have our smoker preheated to 250 degrees. So at this point, I'm just gonna take this guy over to our smoker. We'll place this right on the main cooking chamber. And we're gonna let this ride 250 degrees for about 4 hours.
Now the ham is on the smoker and we're going to let the pit do its thing. This is a big piece of meat, so it's going to take some time. You'll want to make sure you plan for enough time if you're cooking this recipe the day of, or better yet, cook it the day before and simply reheat it for Christmas dinner.
One of the absolute best ways to reheat meat is to portion it out after you have cooked it and vacuum seal it and put it in the refrigerator to cool. The next day, a few hours before you are ready to serve, place it in a hot water bath and reheat it in its vacuum-sealed bag. And this will allow you to retain all of the moisture, so you have no risk of drying out the meat. This goes not only for ham, but turkey, prime rib, any other large cut that you need to prepare and cook the day before a meal.
One of the best tools for this is an immersion circulator, which is more popularly known as a sous vide machine. These range anywhere from $100 to a few hundred dollars for consumer machines, and if you love cooking, we recommend you pick one up for yourself. Let's go back to Tom on our teaching kitchen patio as he glazes the ham.
All right, our ham has been going for about 4 hours now. I feel really good about the amount of smoke we have on here. So at this point, what I want to do is crank up the temperature so that we can get some nice color on the outside. And then when we hit about 140 degrees, we'll open this guy back up and start glazing it. But let's go ahead and mix up the ingredients for our glaze. This is really simple, four ingredients. I'm going to use about a cup of prepared mustard. We need 2 cups of brown sugar, just a splash, about a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar. And then we'll do about 3 tablespoons of our barbecue rub. Just whisk this up. And we are ready to glaze. Well, now the ham has an internal temperature of about 140 degrees, so it's time to add our first coat of glaze. I'm just pouring some of this glaze on here, and then I'll kind of spread it around with my brush. And then just want to pop this guy onto a pan to catch those juices and that excess glaze. All right, and we'll get this pan right back into the smoker. All right, now we've got an internal temperature of about 150. Gonna do another coat of our glaze. All right, and once again, slide that back in. We're looking for a finishing temperature of 155 degrees, so it won't be long.
So now we've got the ham all glazed up, and we need to wait just a little bit longer until it hits the magic temperature of 155 degrees internal.
All right, I'm going to check the internal temperature one last time. We are sitting right at 155, so we're going to take this off. And we want to give this some time to rest so all of the juices can redistribute throughout the roast.
One last thing before we finish up. How do you carve this ham? It's not like the boneless spiral cut hams you're used to, so it takes just a little more time to get it right.
The majority of the meat that you're going to get off your ham is the ham that you slice and serve sliced, and that comes from one area, and that's right on top of that shank bone. So what I like to do is put a carving fork in the fat end of the ham. Then you work your way over to where the shank comes out of the meat, and the meat will have pulled away. It's pretty obvious. And what you're going to do is cut yourself a wedge right there where the meat starts to protrude above the bone. You can pull this wedge out and then start making your slices straight down next to that wedge. Now, every few slices, you'll want to turn your knife sideways and slice right along the bone to cut those slices away from the bone. You just continue doing this process until there's no more meat to slice. Now, from there, you can turn around and cut some of the smaller pieces away from the bones, almost like smaller roasts. And then you can slice those individually or chop them up. You know, if you're going to throw those in a stew or have them with breakfast, they're not going to be the pretty slices that you present at your Christmas dinner. I really hope that some of you will take the time to do a fresh cured ham this year, and I believe the results will speak for themselves. Don't forget that you can get the full recipe on KMUW.org.
Thank you guys so much for listening, and if you have any recipes you'd like us to cook or anything you want covered on the show, email us at cookingwithfirepodcast@gmail.com. And tune in next time when Chef Tom and I grill up our other Christmas favorite, prime rib.